It's all hands on deck, down under. Officials at the U.S. Department of Commerce from here in Middletown, dressed up as Mark Twain and Nathan Hale at the Tastes and Sights of Connecticut event, kicking off a week-long trade mission to Australia. U.S. Consul General Niels Marcourt in Sydney says there's a lot of interest for both export opportunities and franchising.
Munson Chocolates and Jonathan Edwards Wines and Stonington Wines, and then Jake's Wayback Burgers. People were very taken with those products.
Only 2% of all U.S. companies currently export, and Marcourt says Australia is a perfect place for people to start.
Australia is a fantastic place to sort of cut your teeth as a new-to-market exporter. It's a great country. It's a wealthy country. They're interested in American products. They protect intellectual property, and there's recourse to the rule of law if there's ever a dispute.
Medical devices company Kellinium Global in Canton makes a highly unusual and innovative product, human skull implants. Currently, the U.S. is Kellinium's only market, but CEO Tennyson Anthony wants to change that.
The market here is, I think, just prime. They've got a great medical model for us to fit into. They've got both the public and the private hospitals and facilities here, both of which seem to be wide open for products such as ourselves.
Ken Keegan, Vice President of Aerospace Supplier Jonah Laboratories in Meriden, is talking to not just Australian businesses, but also American companies growing their market share in that country.
We have meetings with Lockheed, with Raytheon, and also the high-level meetings with the Australian government here. In our particular area, we want to talk to them about military work here.
The state's aerospace and defense sector could benefit from the U.S.-Australia Defense Trade Cooperation Treaty that came into effect this May. It allows U.S. companies to work in sensitive areas like cyberspace and defense and avoid delays associated with the export licensing process. Australian tax and audit firm partner David Tomasi is helping the trade mission make headway in that country.
The fact that we have this great history with the U.S., not only on trade but also on political relationship perspective, really makes it easy for us to relate to these companies that are coming over here, and we seem to understand the way that we all do business. So it's a great opportunity for companies here in Australia to develop their skill sets and also their product sets much better.
Anne Evans of the U.S. Department of Commerce is leading the trade mission. The current exchange rate, she says, makes it attractive for Australian companies to import precision manufacturing, aerospace, and medical device products from Connecticut.
You've got to keep in mind that the U.S. dollar right now is actually quite weak compared to the Australian dollar. So not only are we advanced manufacturing and high tech, but we're also a real bargain.
Members of the trade mission are scheduled to return by the end of this week. For WNPR, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.